Okay, Rabbi Sari. Here's Usher. Usher. Good evening, Rabbi Usher. Good evening. Good evening. So, first of all, as always, we thank the Bnei Shalom, the Bari Olam, for this beautiful edifice that he presents for us and he prepares for us for our Avad. It's befitting for our Avad, no? Such a beautiful base medrash. We don't mind that these other people sitting here also, you know. We do chesed with our, you know, place. Hashem provides us with such a nice room. There's room for other people also. So we're not makpid, right? We're not makpid if other people can use it, participate. But there's no question if we're sitting here tonight, seriously, if we're saying this place, right now, it's when Hashemayim is Hashkocha, and we have a beautiful kapur of people, Hashem. Really, it's a matana, Hashem, that we have such a nice kapur. Hashem, B'liya and Hara. Without going into the project, now that we've been carrying on the torch, right? The torch of our Chabura. Our Bashar, I think, it also goes back a little bit.
Dari Doros.
Some of us go, yet before the Civil War. Some of us go back before the Revolutionary War. Anyway, we carry the torch on. Leah and Hara, Hashem should help us. Okay. Somebody would like to say what we did last week. They said.
We did the shtickle on Hanukkah. It was like the Rav had this had the shtickle in terms of the eighth day of. What's the pshat in the Pershima Nisa of the candles and the Nitzachon? So that the Rav gave over that shtickle, and then we spoke about the uvda was to take someone who we didn't necessarily had positive feelings for whatever reason, and
try to
think about good things to try to bring out the positive qualities of the
wonderful. We got together last week, no? We got together for some reason just. It seems like for some reason a very long time ago, but it wasn't. It was just last week, right? Sometimes that happens, you know, the memory things that. Okay, good. Were you here last week?
I did hear about the Ivda from two sources.
Yeah, so you.
One from Reb Shimon and also one from Reb Daniel Rose, who's on the bus.
Yeah. Good. So, you attempted to do it?
As far as I got.
That's good. That's beautiful. That itself, that says it all. That's the most important thing about you have Epshimon, you have something to share with us.
I come to it once or twice, not as much as I should have. But thinking of something positive is not so hard. But having that influence how you feel about them is something else. You can think of something positive.
Right, I mean, I never had a having in a thought, our modest uvda, that we're going to do such a major surgery that we're going to be able to make an altar. You know, to do a thing like that. That if you have a negative feeling towards somebody, especially it's not called for, there's no ground for it, just personality, you know, because of your trueness and natures that you have. So to reverse that, I mean, it would take, come on, years to reverse that. I didn't mean with our uvda, you know, to reverse that. I just meant as a beachhead, like to start, you know, to show that we do have the shlita, like have the love of dollars, million Havdalahs, like, let's say, animals, they also have feelings, and you see, they have a social life, a very big social life, animals. Even fish, if you have an aquarium, you see that they're like people. I mean, there's a social life going on there, social order things going on there. You know, but they have a dislike for something, you know, for one. So I don't know if they have the shlita, the das, to work on themselves to be able to be. Maybe they do. We don't know what's going on with them, like, really. But like we have, Hashem gave us that power, even though there's a natural dislike. But Hashem gave us the kaya, the powers within ourselves. You know, he gave us the wherewithal that we do have the power to work on ourselves. You know, that's what we rely for, long time for that, you know. So that was the purpose of our Ugda, like to work on that Nakuda and show that's a field of working on. Right? In other words, without Havamina, that, you know, that you think that you're going to do it, you're going to change it, but at least, like it's an avoider that nobody ever thinks about. Like, you know, you make a survey, there's people that whoever does such an avoider like this, you know, nobody looks at this as a field of avoider. And I think it's a very major point of avoider, that Hashem puts these people in our environment, and our job is to work on ourselves, you know, to try to, if they didn't do anything, to offend us, you know, to try to, you know, think of them in a positive way. We could do it, but it doesn't happen overnight. But doing it for a week, like I'm introducing you to a new field of avoda. Moshe, you want to say something quickly?
Very similar to Shimon, did it a couple of times, and it did. I was surprised that it, when I looked at the person again, I noticed I was actually looking a little more favorably than I had. It was very interesting to me.
Baruch Hashem, excited to Shmaya.
I did a few times, I think. I didn't find much out of it most of the time, but one time I think I actually found that that same day, later on in the day, I actually saw that person, I'd say praises on specific things that they did, and maybe it's because I really...
Let's say it again slowly.
Earlier in the day, I was thinking positive things, all the positive things of the person, and then later on in the day, I mentioned like positive qualities, maybe based on the fact that earlier in the day I...
Where did you mention it? To him?
The person, yeah. I'm saying, not what I thought. It's at that moment, positive things at that moment that the person did. I
think you were talking to him and you said,
he did this, you know, positive things. And it's possible because most of the time I didn't do anything, but I think one time actually...
It made him feel good because...
I'm saying, I think it brought out the fact that I thought positive things earlier in the day that brought out for me to say other positive things.
Beautiful. I thought you were going to say that there isn't any person that you know that you think negative on.
I wasn't like focusing on negative, I was focusing on just positive, like not right. People generally.
Okay, good. Excellent, everybody say, excellent. Anyway, what I wanted to work on today was that, let's very quickly, it's something that something that we've worked on in the past, we call them our veterans, work on it tonight, again, in a certain way, it's an extension of what we worked on last week. As we're working on Avos Yisrael, right? I mean, the key of this, the kudah, that to take somebody, if you feel negative, and you try to, you know, convert it into, you know, it's twisted. Twist is not a good word, but to cultivate it. Like in a positive way, so that's part of all part of Avos Yisrael. So what I want to speak about tonight is Avos Yisrael and Bracha. Now, our theme of our Parsha this week, you know, if you want to go according to the Parsha, so you can't miss it, Rabbi Say. Bracha, right? The Bracha is Yaakov, Avinu, right? Yaakov Avinu gives the Bracha to, you know, to the Shvatim. So, basically, just a few seconds, I'd like to spend a few seconds, we've said it here before in the PS also, just very quickly, that what's the Yisrael of Bracha? What is the Yisrael of Bracha? The Yisrael of Bracha is that, first of all, where does Bracha come from? So, when Abish Baruch had the first rendezvous with Abraham Avinu, so he told him, Avei Bracha. And Rashi there says the most amazing thing imaginable. Rashi says that Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that up to now I gave the bracha to Hashem says up to now I kept the bracha to myself. In other words, I gave the brachas to whoever I wanted to, and now I'm giving it over to Avraham Avinu that he can give it to whoever he wants, and it's going to come out to his progeny also, right? So that's where the koyach of bracha comes in. What is a bracha, Rabbi Sai? Hashem put a certain koyach in the bria when he created the world. It's a power of something that makes things increase, right? Just like he created gravity, he created electricity, right? All the powers in nature, in the world. So one of the powers is bracha. Like Gemara says in Bava Metzia, you go picking up the wheat from the fields, and you put, and you have the whole business now piled up. You have 10 kilo, and you say, he would sign the shichal bracha, the tfuazu, and the 10 kilo become 20 kilo. Where does that come from? Where does it come from? It comes from this koyach bracha that brings abundance, right? It doesn't have to be necessarily more wheat. It could be a bigger heart, bigger feelings. It could be the bracha can be chal in many different manifestations, right? Now, that's bracha. Then, that's number one, Rabbi say. That's what this koyach bracha is. And we have the power. You have to know that when you give a bracha with your mouth, you shouldn't underestimate it. Do not underestimate the power of a bracha, Rabbi say. You say to a person, Mazel Tov, you say, you should have Hatzlacha. But I want to talk about this with Rabbi say, bracha is for the rabbin, right? We spoke about Abbas Israel, so tonight we're talking about giving a bracha to the public. Like, there's such a thing as giving bracha to many people. Like, let's say now in the Beis Medrash here, many people are still learning. So, I want to give a bracha to all the people here in the Beis Medrash. You have children sitting learning that they should be able to grow up to be good kids. And you have a dentist here, I think, over there, giving a shear. You know, and you have all these different people that are doing different things. So I would like to give them all a bracha that they give hatzlacha. The rabbi should have hatzlacha with his work in the congregation, right? You should understand the pshat of tzeis, right? So say bracha. He would say, Rocha lechol hakol hakadosh hashem hanimsa beis hamedrash kan shel beis tefillah. Right, so giving a bracha to Rambam, right? So using the kohen bracha number one, right? And using Avos Yisrael. Last week we used Avos Yisrael limited to, you know, this thing surgery, you know, to try to, you know, upgrade this guy to feel a little better about him. Now we're using the Avos Yisrael, missing it with the Parsha Shavua that Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha, right? Who's our Rebbe for bracha, Rebbe? So we had a very good Rebbe who taught us gave a shir on the Cheshivas of the bracha. Well, does anybody know if somebody gave a big shir, but maybe there were signs hanging up or something, of something? Somebody gave a bracha, a shir on a bracha. The Rebbe that gave the shir on the bracha, Rebbe said. I'll tell you who. Esav HaRasha. He's the Rebbe. Because you see how much, you know, Yaakov really gave the bracha, you know, to Yitzchak. And he went bananas over it. He went crazy. Like, you know, he was such a rich guy, and he had the whole air force, and he had all weapons, nuclear weapons, and the whole army. And a few words that Yaakov really said to Yitzchak, you know, that he said to Yaakov, "V'yitem l'chor alokim," those few words, and Yosef went crazy. He wanted to tear the whole world apart. What does he care about a few words, a few little words? Because he's taught us that how chashuv the words are, that to him, he's the chief of the mafia, not only in the whole earth, but in the whole, celestial bodies over here. From this, what they call Milkway, he's the head of the mafia from this side of Milkway, which they say. And he cares about those few words. Shows that Shivas of a bracha, Rabbi say, how much a bracha can do. Okay, Rabbi say, so the Ubdullah Maisa is that three times a day, you see, you find yourself an opportunity, let's say tomorrow morning, let's say by Kriya Sotir, right? So, well, the Torah is out, they call up the whole scene, we're standing with the cows and Philin. So you say, oh, the whole island here, give them all a bracha. You don't have to give a clap on the table, stand up and scream it out, Nobody has to know about it, just like I just did it before. Nobody knows about it. That's a very big principle that people don't know about. And when you give a bracha, the recipients don't have to know about it. They could, but they don't have to know about it. That's an important principle. I learned that from Reb Miller. I wrote up a very, very nice word on the parsha here. So, if there's anything left over, I would say, I'll be printed out properly. Anyway, it's fresh off the press. I just wrote it up this afternoon before I came, and I typed up. So I hope that you'll enjoy it. If there's anything left over, so you can give it to a friend or give it back to me, whatever you want. Right? I don't know, the printer may be printed a blank together with it. Okay, Rabbi Say? You should have a tzlocha. You got it, Rabbi Say, three times a day, to...
Mivarach the Rabbin.
Right. With kavana, Rabbi Say. A good tzlocha. Tzlocha about tzlocha everybody has, Rabbi Say. Right here. Okay, good, Rabbi Say. Everybody said tzlocha about tzlocha.
Okay, good. Still there?